AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Case counts remain high. Johns Hopkins University's tally today shows the seven-day average of newly confirmed COVID-19 cases at more than 743,000, while daily deaths are more than 1,500. But in a news conference marking his first year in office, President Biden offered this.
Bottom line on COVID-19 is that we're in a better place than we've been and have been thus far. Clearly better than a year ago.
Americans can now log on to a government website, covidtests.gov, to order free at-home tests, and the White House says free N95 masks are next. But in Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says
the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere.
Johnson says that's because the Omicron wave has peaked in Britain. Emotional and raw. That's how today's Senate debate on a voting rights bill is being described. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Leader Mitch McConnell's Republicans are unanimously against the legislation Democrats say is vital to protect democracy. He calls it hysteria.
It seems to exist only in their own imagination.
As he ended his speech,
would you entertain a question?
McConnell walked out, ignoring number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin. Republicans argue new laws in several GOP-led states are not restricting voting rights, with Bill Cassidy blasting President Biden for calling them Jim Crow 2.0.
It tries to make people think that 2022 is the same as 1965.
Democrat Cory Booker responded.
I know this is not 1965. That's what makes me so outraged.
As accusations flew across the aisle, number two Republican John Thune may have summed up the day's emotion.
I am not a racist.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower again. This is AP News. The NBA is marking its 75th year. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports its popularity really took off in the 1980s.
Julius Dr. J. Irving, an NBA Hall of Famer and an NBA and ABA champion, says players in the 80s owed the league's success to the previous generation.
We didn't forget about the shoulders we were standing on, the Bill Russell, you know, who was been a dear friend for many, many years, the Oscar Robertson's Jerry West.
And Pat Riley, a three-time NBA Coach of the Year, says the league's popularity exploded because of the rivalry between the Celtics' Larry Bird and the Lakers' Magic Johnson.
When they came into the league, it seemed as though the purification of competition went to another level.
Riley says the media also played up the rivalry and helped make the NBA as popular as it has become. I'm Norman Hall.
Big night in the NBA tonight. 13 games on the schedule. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.